You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I want to make a quick announcement before I get into this article. This weekend, I'm going to be taking completely off. So there will not be any HMT videos posted because it's good to sit back, decompress, and take a real good long look at the world as it slowly but surely crumbles around you. It's the little things in life that make me so happy. But anyway, you guys will refer back to a video that I recently did about NYC and the jab mandates. Well, here we go, gentlemen. Now, this article was published on the 6th of August. It's a little lengthy, so I'm going to chop it down to size. After months of vaccine incentives, nation changes course. Life may be about to get tougher for the unvaccinated. Gentlemen, as you all know, that line has officially been drawn. A rising chorus of states, cities, and private sector titans have implemented new vaccine requirements for their employees and patrons. This is where you vote with your wallet. It marks a new, less negotiable phase in the fight against the Charlie 19 after months of cajoling and material goodies leading the vaccination campaign. You gotta use the words cajoling, material goodies, incentives. Yeah. The new incentives aren't financial. They draw motivation from immediate and tangible fears of losing time to get tested, losing a job, losing money, or missing out on social events, as well as the ever more apparent pain of the pandemic hitting home through loss of life and loved ones. More than 97% of hospitalized Charlie 19 patients in the country are unvaccinated, according to the White House Charlie 19 Task Force, which is outright bullshit. But remember the words that they used, tangible fears. Now, there was a guy from the band Offspring. He was the drummer. I don't know his name, but he was literally ousted from the band because he had a legitimate medical reason not to get the jab. You see, gentlemen, here you go. I actually did another video talking about how couples and families have literally cut their ties over this. Quote unquote, free beer, fishing licenses, free marijuana, college tuition, didn't move many people to get vaccinated. Unvaccinated Americans must now weigh their own personal risk-benefit ratio. Take the vaccine or face restrictions. And this, gentlemen, is where you vote with your feet. I saw another article in passing where a nurse told her husband either get the jab or move out. And he decided to move out. Now, take this statement to heart. Quote, unquote, the carrots do not work much. So they've already made it crystal clear. You are used to be a human guinea pig. Dr. Arthur Kaplan said, now we're seeing more pressure coming from the other side. That pressure is coming in the form of federal, state, and local vaccine requirements. Requirements that government employees get vaccinated or face regular testing, social distancing, and masks were accompanied by a slew of major companies like Google, Facebook, Tyson Foods, and Disney, which is the parent company of ABC News, now requiring the vaccine for their employees. You see, gentlemen, this was all part of the plan. I think we've taken significant steps to make it difficult to come back to work, or more difficult to come back to work if you're not vaccinated. White House Charlie 19 Response Coordinator Jeff Zients said. There you go, in black and white. If you don't get the jab, we're going to make life so difficult for you, you're not going to be able to actually earn money to pay your bills. Okay. Now, I've told both of my supervisors and managers, if the company says that the vaccine is required, I will be walking off the job. End of. I've always said, I'm not getting this, and there you go. I'm not going to do it. Please note that compliance. Oh, this article is gold. Either by vaccination or exemption will be required for your continued employment. New York Presbyterian's hospital president and vice president said in a letter to staff. And if I were part of that staff, I would walk off the job right then. You're going to love this next statement. You're going to love it, gentlemen. Quote, unquote, my body, my choice is not an ethic for a plague. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that a woman can walk down to Planned Parenthood and murder her unborn child and then jump right behind those four words, my body, my choice? But when it comes to an untested vaccine, I can't say my body, my choice? Get the fuck out of here. Dr. Arthur Kaplan said, the ethics of plague are my body vaccinated. More choices for everybody. Kiss my entire black ass and eat the corn out of my shit. Gentlemen, here we are. We finally gotten to that point. So, hopefully, more of you guys will see this for what this truly is. This is not about saving lives. This is about controlling lives. It's about controlling the populace. And now we've reached that point where people are going to have to either buck up or cuck up. Period. Me personally, I'm going to maintain this. I'm not getting the jab, and so be it. I don't give a damn. This right here is nothing more than lab rats experiments. They said in the damn article, the carrots didn't work. Well, understand this and understand this well. So many people are going to fall in line. You know you can't sue the damn manufacturers, and that right there is the biggest red flag. But unfortunately, this world has been dumbed down so much that people are just going to be mentally destroyed. Stockholm Syndrome, boy, I tell you, it's going to be in overdrive. Well, read the rest of the article. Let me know what you guys think. And people, the power will eventually go out. Feminism, Big Daddy government, cancel culture, every mechanism used to control the masses and push them in a certain direction will go out right along with it. And for those of us who've taken the red pill and see what's coming down the pipe, we have prepared. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.